This is Luke Johnson, the author of some fine books by Wizards of the Coast, White Wolf, Goodman Games, and such, and this is Gamer's Haven, baby!
Dungeons & Dragons, The Lost Tales of Ashira, a campaign for D&D 3.5.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Vorpal Network and the Gamer's Haven proudly present A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Tolus, the Knight of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Tolus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution? A dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Tolus and bring catastrophe to the world?
Yes, unfortunately, your friend was kidnapped from the boat, it appears. In the middle of the night.
Well, that certainly won't do.
Was it them?
And most likely it was.
Nobody.
There was no indication that they were trying to kill us.
They only tried to kill you after you guys attacked them.
Yes, and
that's true.
I may have provoked mine a little bit.
Nice.
Yes,
one.
Yes, you did.
Which happens.
I was merely trying to subdue mine until he tried to grab my sword.
Well, let me call for the town merchant and see if the tailor is still
among the living.
Well, I wouldn't say among the living. I'm sure he's still alive. That man wouldn't die for anything. We'll find out whether he's retired or not. So he goes off to do that stuff. Comes back about an hour later. The merchant will be here in about 15 minutes. And the tailor is still alive, and he has not retired, and he will be here in 5. So we shall repair...
What is the tailor for?
He wants clothes.
Oh.
The man who wants clothes more than the women. Explain that one to me.
The man has to look good.
Glad to be, sir.
I'm good, thank you, though.
I would rather spend my money on repairing my armor than buying a
dandy shirt.
Hello. My nightshirt was ruined.
Yeah, you need something to wear at night.
I do have other things to wear at night, but that was my favorite nightshirt. Now it is irreparably stained with blood.
So about 5 minutes later, like almost exactly 5 minutes later, this incredibly ancient, guy's probably 105 years old, comes shuffling in the door, you know, doing the little shuffle walk. Comes shuffling in, has these big, huge glasses on,
Looks like the guy from
Jerry.
Beginning of the Pixar movies.
Is his name Gary?
Gary, yeah. Gary's game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, just squint through the glasses, walks up. Eh? I heard someone needed clothes.
Yes, my good sir. Heard you are quite the tailor.
Yeah, I make do.
Well, I was hoping you could make make me a good night shirt and possibly a new set of clothing.
What's that? Nightcap? I'm already awake.
No, night shirt, old bean.
Night shit. What? Why would you want night shit?
No, shirt. Shirt.
Oh, shirt. Yes, I can make a shirt. What size?
My night shirt was.
Why don't you show it to him?
Bloodied. Here's the old one, obviously, you can't prepare that.
Oh, that's a nightshirt.
Yes.
But you said you wanted a shirt.
I want a nightshirt, yes. I need another one of these.
All right, I'll see what I can do. He pulls out, like, whip fast, pulls out this thing, just... Put your arms out.
Hello.
He needs to stand on a chair to reach her full.
All right. He says, hang on 1 second. You yell something out the door, and this old lady comes in, shuffling in, carrying this box.
Let me help you with that.
I've got it, old little one. Shuffles in. Sets the box on a table. He opens the box. No, actually, you're not. Just does a shuffle walk. Opens up the box. There's all these supply materials. He goes, well, let's see. You're using Corinthian silk. I have Samara, which is a little bit more expensive. Is Samara okay?
Yes, that's quite all right. Yes.
By the night, I don't understand you, whippersnapper.
I'm rolling
all right.
On the floor.
He just pulls out the fabric and, like, in four cuts, like, has the various different parts and just starts stitching. He starts asking you guys questions. So, what are you doing here in town?
Staying at the inn.
Just passing through.
Getting attacked.
Getting a binge? What's a binge?
Drinking.
Sinking? Oh, your ship sunk. Oh, I'm terribly sorry to hear that.
Yes, we're waiting for a new one.
A blue one? Why would you want a blue one?
It's her favorite color.
Oh, man, that is not polite to call her that.
What did you call her?
And now don't you stop.
It's the ice machine. It's very rude to fart with young ladies in the room.
Why would I announce that I'm
not a blue one? Your friend here called you a lady of the night. And he's talking about farting in the room with the other women. That's very uncouth. He holds up the shirt. I think I'm done. Hands it to you. Elegant. Nicer silk than what you had before. It's got a nice frill around the edge. Yeah, a single tear rolls down his cheek. That'll be 10 gold. Thank you.
Give him a tip.
Hand him 5 more gold pieces.
Oh. I don't know what I got this for, but thank you.
Who are you again?
Now, is there anything I can do for you young ladies?
I'm good. Thank you, though. What?
They obviously need new clothes!
New homes?
That too! Clothes!
Oh, clothes! Yes, yes. I think a new breech tunic for you would be good.
Okay.
You, I'm thinking a dress. Actually, accentuate your features. Bring all the young men crazy after you.
A dress?
Yes, a dress. You're addressing me right now. A lovely gown. It'd be great. He goes, here, come here. You're going to have to sit down. You're a little tall for me. He's short. Starts measuring. Put your arms out, please. Says, okay. Hilda, come here. What is it? Measure her bust. I don't want to get in trouble.
I try and make them look smart.
No use in doing that, dear. 43.
Is that
big? You heard that all right.
Wow.
No, my chest dies.
What's your charisma again?
Excuse me, 15.
Yeah, 43.
Ah. Charisma equals large boobs. What's your charisma?
15, so apparently.
What's your strength?
17.
Just because you have a large area around your chest doesn't mean that you have large breasts. You have a deep chest too, honey.
My charisma is 16.
Uh oh, she's got bigger boobs than me.
I'm falling for.
What's your strength?
She actually has boobs.
What's your strength?
15.
Slightly less.
She's going to be smaller than you because of the fact that her strength is lower than you. So she's not. There's not the muscle there. You've got muscle.
I have pecs underneath my boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I can make them bounce.
You can do the cool thing with the breast bouncing.
Oh, Lord.
It's true.
That's what makes my charisma so high. Oh, wait. Yours is 15, so you'll have to... Or yours is higher, so...
She's just a pretty lady.
It's your butt. You have a big butt.
No. He measures your legs and stuff. Goes, all right, I'll get started on the tunic. Hilda.
What?
Go measure her. Yes, dear. And she pulls out this little itty bitty pad and this little pencil. She like, all right. Puts the pencil in her mouth. She pulls out the little thing. She's really, really slow. And she'll measure something and she's like, all right. And it takes like 20 minutes and she measures you. In the meantime, he's and in 20 minutes he's hammered out 4 different tunics. And pairs of breeches for you.
Wow.
And he's like, which one do you like best? I thought blue would accentuate your eyes. You seem to like blue too, so.
The blue is nice. What are the other colors?
There's a green, there's a violet one, and there's a very nice, like, rose colored one.
You're right, the blue or the. Probably let's go with the blue one.
All right, that's very nice. Let's see here.
What are you going to do with the rest?
Oh, I'll sell them. I'll find someone who can wear them. I can always cut them down as well. You're quite tall for a standard client. Also quite young. Most of my clients are really old and hideous. It's nice to be able to look at something nice for a while.
I'm under
8. And then suddenly you guys see a spool of thread flies to the air and hits him in the back of the head. Enough of that, Hilda. He looks at you and goes, ah, yes, got your measurements right here.
Wait, how much do I owe you?
5 gold.
5?
Well, I didn't make it out of silk, so I didn't think you would want that. You look like the type that actually wears armor, so he lifts and goes,
need the padding.
38? For a lady of 38? She doesn't look that tall. All right.
How tall are you?
5 foot.
You're shorter than me.
I think the measurements are wrong, Hilda. That's a 28. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. She starts making a dress. It takes about 20 minutes. Just this very elaborate gown. Oh. There you go.
Thank you.
What color is it?
It's a gold filigree.
Gold.
How much do I owe you?
7 gold.
If I were 20 years younger, you ladies would be in trouble.
I gave him 10.
Very kind of you.
Now I'm very close to broke.
I gave him 12.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming in the middle of the morning, dawn.
I was already awake. I have a farm to tend to as well, you know.
Goodness gracious, no wonder you're so lively.
And he shuffles around. Takes me most of the day, but still maintain it. Anyway, well, I bid you all good day. Enjoy your clothing.
Thank you.
Come on, Hilda.
She looks at you and goes, both of you women, and goes,
I'm terribly sorry. The older he's gotten, the more free he's gotten with his mouth. Shuffles out with him with the box.
I like her and him.
Shorter's behind the bar. His eyes are just like wide with amusement. Like he's been sitting there the whole time. You can tell he's been trying to keep from laughing. In the meantime, the merchant has showed up and he's just sitting there waiting. He goes, "Is he done?" Ah. Walks up. Guy looks a little bit like, you remember the movie Baron Munchausen? Beautiful ladies. Looks kind of like that, but he doesn't say anything like that. He comes up and goes, "Well, I'm the traveling merchant. I understand you're looking for some goods. What may I help you with?"
Ethan?
Do you need anything from the merchant?
Probably looking for some...
healing potions?
Any potions he may have. As well as...
Do I need anything?
Some miscellaneous, probably some cloaks, probably restock on some food. Signal whistles, sort of thing.
Well, I have signal whistles, and I do indeed have iron rations.
There's
times when you can't get to a restaurant and you must absolutely eat.
And you absolutely positively must eat. Except no such.
How much money do you have?
No, that's when you absolutely must clear every single motherfucker in the room.
I don't
except
have
no substitutes.
How much do you have?
Gold?
Yeah. That, my friend, is an AK-47.
No way.
What?
Seriously?
What, how much gold she has?
Yeah.
She's been sneaking it.
I have 9 gold and she has 10,000.
Yeah.
How is she carrying it?
It's in bars.
Oh, how have I not seen it? I drag these pegs behind me around
like,
my waist.
What? You didn't notice they suddenly got bigger? A little droopier?
Well, I might have to depend on you guys for a while.
That's perfectly fine. I'll just steal it from you.
How much are your... What, you have healing potions?
I have a few.
What other kind of potions do you have? Are we looking for alchemist fire, maybe?
I've got plenty of alchemist fire right now.
Good thing, I don't have any of that.
Tanglefoot bags?
I got some of those already. We stocked up on some of that stuff, too.
Alright, so healing potions?
What potions do you
potions
have?
Potions in general?
I have a potion of flight.
How much do you want for that?
Well, it's not going to be cheap. I mean, it's not very often that I get potions like this. It's going to be about 9,000 gold.
Oh, dear. That's rather pricey. What else do you have?
I have 3 cure light potions. They're about 300 gold apiece. They might come across a little bit more
how
often.
How many cure light?
3.
3? We'll take those.
And I have 2 cure mediums.
How much for those?
1,500 apiece.
1,500?
It's actually cheaper than they are in the book. They are outrageously expensive in the book. Ethan can attest to that. They go from like 150 to like 6,000, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, pure white potions are easy to come across.
I've still got 3 cure or 4 cure moderate potions, so unless you guys want some more.
I have 4 cure light, I think.
4 cure lights. I have 2 cure lights. I think we'll be good without the cure moderates.
Alright. So we'll just buy his cure lights for now.
Alright. Don't blame you on the flight potion or the cure moderates. They're really hard to come by for some reason.
I don't know. I just have no...
I'd like to charge less for them, but I can't charge less than what I paid for them.
Well, no, I understand.
And if we needed them, we would purchase them. We just don't need them. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Piotr told me about your group's plight, so I'm actually selling this stuff at my cost, just so you know.
Oh.
We appreciate it even
more.
Well,
thank you.
That is very kind of you. Is there anything else we need?
You were saying cloaks. Do we need cloaks?
Yeah, we can
whistles.
Buy some.
Whistles.
Well, I have the whistles. You can have those.
Yeah. Cloaks and whistles and stuff like that. Something, you know,
help us keep a little bit of that. So we'll buy a few various sundries from him, and I think that's it.
Okay. Well, the various sundries and extra food and stuff cost you about 20 gold total.
What are we getting?
New cloaks.
Oh.
Some whistles. Stocking back up on your food.
20 gold total for all of us, or
for everything.
I think.
And, you know, stock us a little bit back up on our rations and whatnot, so.
Well, thank you for for coming out here to meet us, since we are unable to go to your place of business.
Well, I understand. You know, it's not very often that anything exciting like this happens in our town. To be an adventurer. If I wasn't so scared of dying, it probably would have been something I would have tried at some point in time in my life. I'm a little old for that now. Maybe I'll find one of those Fountain of Youth potions and take off some years someday. Maybe I'll go out and adventure then.
We need to try... I would say they kidnapped our companion for a reason. Obviously, she didn't have what they were looking for. I'm thinking they'll probably try to contact us for maybe a ransom or some such. We can try to find them. I don't know how well that'll work.
I think we should continue on our way until we have more information.
But if this is the Black Lotus, obviously, I mean, if what he says is true, they'll find us. As far as that is concerned. And if we go looking for them, I doubt we're going to find them.
I agree.
And they obviously took her for a reason. So I would say they're probably going to get in touch with us to try to probably, you know what we're talking about. So.
Yes. I agree.
Oh, yes, and the big one had this on him.
It's a leaded box. It's sealed.
Just a box.
It's sealed.
Can we open it?
You have no idea how to open it.
Yeah. So I'd like to have someone take a look at that.
Maybe magic.
Wait, can't we do what's it called on it?
I can detect evil on it to see if it's evil.
Isn't there something else we can do?
No, nobody has any spells.
You guys have no spellcasters.
But you can detect. You can do detect evil.
And that's the other thing is we. I doubt we're going to find anyone in town for this, but the something to help obscure us from magic and something to obviously try to identify this.
Obscura. You're looking for obscura, the merchant says.
Yes.
I do indeed have one. It's a very small radius, though, only 30 feet, so...
Does it affect all within its radius?
Everything within its 30-foot radius will hide you and obscure you from all magic spells and scrying. Unfortunately, I don't have any of the bigger ones.
Oh, no, that's fine.
So you'll have to be comfortable with each other because you won't be able to get too far away from each other.
Hey, well, I have no problem being close to these lovely ladies.
I'm sure they would say the exact opposite for you.
I would expect nothing more from them to say that, yes. And how much would this obscure run us?
Well, I will actually have to go get it from the mage. I purchased it, but I haven't picked it up yet. He's about 8 miles out of town. Unfortunately, I'm going to need a little bit of
yes.
Protection.
We could.
The goblins and the orcs have been really nasty lately. So I could use some help because, like I said, I'm not an adventurer. I usually have guards, but it's awful early. They're not up yet. They probably were here drinking last night. Four men put back a lot of ale.
Yes.
Yeah.
She drank them under the table, in fact.
Good lord, lady. How are you standing? Because they certainly aren't.
Yes, constitution.
In fact, I'm sure we all could probably give them a run for their money.
All right. In that case, you need to do your work to disguise us, because if that guard sees us...
Okay.
Well, I will talk to the guard.
I'd be happy to go with you to ensure your safety. And if we go to this mage, maybe this mage can give us some sort of a hint as to what this is as well.
Oh, that's a good point. He's charging me 3,000 for the Obscura Stone. I may be able to talk him down a little bit. We'll see what we can do when we get there. Right. He's also the person who made the flight potion. So there isn't any supplies or scrolls or anything that you can use.
We'll be happy to
escort
you.
Alright, well, let me go talk to the guard and I'll be right back. He leaves. Goes outside the door and starts talking to someone right outside the door. You guys didn't even know it was there. Comes back in. Well, Captain of the Guard says it's fine. He'll keep an eye on the inn and make sure nothing happens in the interim while you guys are away. He would prefer to send his own guards, but he's a little short-staffed considering two of his guards got killed by the gnoll invasion that happened a couple months ago.
Pesky creatures.
Yeah, well, the problem was is that the people that, you know, Hans Halfwit, he thought he was something good because he managed to kill a goblin, so he thought he'd take on a kobold, or a gnoll all by himself, and, well, that didn't work out very well. Mm. And the other guy, unfortunately, he broke his sword in combat, and that was the end of that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, well, shall we get this show on the road? Like I said, it's not very far, about 8 miles. Shouldn't take us more than about 2 hours to get there.
All
right. So he loads up his little cart outside, and you see a little donkey attached to it. Come along, Clarice. Donkey brays. I can't do a donkey sound. Sorry, people. You're not going to hear me make sound effects.
Mom's calling me.
Who is?
My mom.
Okay, pause the recording.
Hello?
So he takes the donkey, takes the reins, and starts walking with the donkey. A donkey shuffling on behind him, pulling the little cart. And he's just chatting away, chatting at you ladies, of course.
The donkey or the...
The man.
Okay. Obviously keeping a lookout, keeping eyes peeled.
Yes.
Yeah. He is too. He's just, you know, it's not very often he gets to travel with, you know, beautiful ladies, so...
Are you wearing your armor now, or are you still wearing the dress?
Oh, I'm wearing the dress already?
Well, I thought you tried it on.
She may have tried it on, but I'm sure she's not wearing
it.
Yeah,
no, I'm wearing the armor. Armor.
Okay, just make it sure.
You think I'm a distraction...
Yeah, a beautiful lady in a dress.
A very nice, form-fitting dress. And with your guys' figures? Like you said, to bring the men a calling. He wasn't kidding.
So I believe it's Charisma 15, Charisma 15, Charisma 16, so... We're all fairly beautiful people, yeah.
Unfortunately, his charisma may be high, but, you know, he's a little bit of a ladies' man, so...
He's a charmer.
He tries.
Your table is level.
That's good.
That's a good thing to know. At least we know we got quality for what we paid for until the cats chewed the shit out of it. Anyways, so he's chatting with you guys as he's walking. He asks you a couple questions like, how did you actually come to actually adventure with these two women, considering that's very, very uncommon. You know, the ratio of male adventurers to female... He's pulling all these weird formulas and stuff out of it. The ratio of male adventurers to female adventurers is usually like 7 to 1. So how is it that you're one guy with two women? How'd that happen?
It was one guy with three women.
It was one man with three women. That's lucky, I guess.
I'll say.
They needed a gentleman. I was there. They needed a gentleman. They got me instead.
We needed a fighter to help us. Actually, I think we just stumbled upon each other.
And I was the only one. I was the only one respectful enough to them, you know.
Right.
Do I pinch you in inappropriate times?
No.
I make lewd comments, yes, but you dare me to be a trustworthy and noble gentleman.
Right. And at that point, he turns around to say something, and suddenly he stops and looks at you guys, and his eyes kind of glaze over. And he takes 3 steps towards you and goes, I think we have a problem with goblins. And he turns around and pulls out a short sword. As he turns around, there's a feathered shaft sticking about that far out of his back. He pulls out a short sword going, I think I'm going to lie down. He lies down on his chest and crawls.
Put him in the bag.
He actually lies down on the ground and then crawls under the wagon. He says, I think I have to set this one out.
And I'll drop a Cure Light Wounds potion.
Thank you.
Just stay down. We'll take care of this.
Weapons drawn. Looking for the goblins.
At that point, bursting out of the tree line along the road, comes four orcs.
37 goblins.
No. Four orcs. four goblins and two more of those beast-looking guys. Yep. Four savage orcs, three goblins, two beastmen, and a merchant under a wagon.
Don't let them get your backs. Stay close.
Yeah, four large orcs, four goblins, and two of those beast guys come out of the tree line.
So two. Okay, say it again. I'm sorry.
Four orcs, four goblins.
Four goblins. And
two cabra.
And two goblins. Okay.
Yeah, two cabra men.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
We add anything to this one?
Yes.
Okay.
It's under initiative.
Right, Ingram.
22.
Jeez.
Lana?
I'm screwed. 8.
Not just injured. Waiting to see what everyone else is doing.
Apparently, I'm not one to fight today.
18.
Right. The orcs go on a 3, the goblins go on a 2, and the cobra go on a 4 because I rolled a 1.
Ah!
They're like, ha ha! Oh, there's actually people here.
Like, ha! Wait a minute, they're not running away.
What do we do? They're like, what do we do? They're actually standing their ground, and they look angry.
And they're armed. Oh, crap. Well, they're armed, and they look like they actually know how to use their weapons. Those aren't rusty.
Right. Ingram, 22, you go first.
Let's see.
Two orcs are heading your way, and a goblin's heading your way. The cobbler seem to be standing back and bleeding stuff and pointing.
Bleeting stuff?
Bleating.
Oh.
Bleating.
Where is that? Bleating. I'm like, they're bleeding already. Great.
No, they're... They're braying. How about that? Does that work?
Are they like the things at Diablo?
Yeah, cobblemen. They're goat guys. They're bipedal goatmen. They look like a cross between humans and goats. They got the reverse legs too.
Are they evil?
Yes. Surprise, surprise. These guys are very evil.
All right. Well, with the two orcs coming my way, I already have my sword out. I will take out one of my flasks of alchemist fire and hurl it at them.
Okay, that's a ranged touch attack, isn't it?
I believe so.
Okay,
look it up real quick.
The orcs are using what looks to be scimitars. The goblins have shields and spears. And the goatmen appear to be wearing chainmail armor and helmets.
It's a ranged touch long swords. Yes.
Just so you know. They're wearing chain. It looks like chain shirts from the distance.
Ranged touch attack. Does a 20, not a natural 20, but a 20 hit their touch?
Yes.
It's against one of them. So.
Yeah. They're wearing leather armor. So.
Pretty.
He takes 3 points of fire damage, and every creature within 5 feet of him also takes 1 point of damage from the slash.
So one of them took 5 points, and one took 1.
Mm-hmm. And then the one I hit will take another d6 points of damage. He can use a full round action to extinguish those flames before taking his additional damage. Okay. Or taking that additional damage.
All right.
Extinguishing the flames requires a DC 15 reflex save.
Okay.
Rolling on the ground gives a plus 2.
Does it really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, he's on fire. He's like, The other orc's like, You have no idea what they're saying. I don't think any of you speak orcish, do you?
Mm-mm.
I speak common.
Like Jesus.
Like Jesus did. Speak common like Jesus did.
I speak common like Morden did.
Exactly.
We are so geeks.
Uh-huh. Horrible.
We are freaking awesome. Right, that was on 22. 18, Anya. There are 3 goblins heading your way.
And they have what?
Spears and shields. Like,
spears? How close are they?
One of them's close enough you can smack him if you want to try.
Okay. His actual body is within range?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just so you know, it's just, they have no armor, they just have a shield and a spear.
Okay.
So... Not very agile little bastards.
No. So I keep looking at the 13. Not much better.
He manages to block it with a shield. He's like, oh. Mm-hmm. 8, Lana. Okay. There is 2 orcs and a goblin heading your way.
What do I add? What,
well,
what are
you?
What are you swinging at?
The orcs.
Okay.
She has a long sword. 23. You add this here. 20. That tier. 23.
That'll hit.
Wait, does she have a crit? Or is it just for a longsword? Should
No, she has to roll a 19 or 20 to get a threat.
She rolled a 19.
Oh, you rolled a 19?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, roll again. Add your bonus, and if it hits their AC, it is a crit.
13, 14, 15, 16,
17? Yep, that's a crit.
So now you do... She does her sneak attack damage then?
No, she didn't catch him flat-footed. She just does double damage.
Okay.
So take the damage of the weapon. What are you using, a longsword?
Yep, yes.
It's a D8. So you roll 2 dice 8. And add your strength modifier twice. Those are 20s.
Oh, thank you.
This is dice 8.
Sorry. It's okay.
Add your strength modifier twice.
7, and then strength. Is that?
No.
That's strength. 15. No, 2.
Plus 2. Yeah. So plus 4. So
7, 8, 9, 11.
He's like, oh! But he's still up. On to the orcs.
Is the one on fire?
No.
Okay.
She just critted.
He's
on.
He's having
her.
A real bad day.
No, she just critted on one of the orcs that was coming towards her. Okay, first things first, the orc that's on fire. He does the whole stop, drop, and roll. His parents raised him right.
Plus 2 to save, 15 is the DC.
Oh, he got a natural 20. He's like, oh! Oh! The other one's like laughing and pointing at him. Okay, the one you stabbed, like, feebly lifts his sword. He's like, tries to swing at you. He is bleeding all over the place. I don't think that's going to cut it. He misses. The other one's like, says something and swings at you. And rolled the same damn thing. Alright, the goblin on you is going to attempt to stab you with a spear. Ah, what's your armor class?
3, wait.
AC.
You get the full one.
16?
Damn it, he still misses. Okay, now...
Try not to sound so disappointed.
The 3 goblins on you start trying to poke you with spears. Pokey. One hits. Second one hits.
Wow.
Third one misses. I got a 17 and an 18 unmodified. I'm pretty sure those hit.
Probably.
It's okay.
My AC's a 19.
Yeah.
Your AC's a 19?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, only one of them hits then. A whole d6 damage. 2!
Woo!
Alright. And the cover men just stand back and yell at him. You guys have no idea what they're saying?
I wouldn't give for a magic missile right
now. Do the whole thing like the Goatman and Diablo, and their guts pour out. But it was 2 points of damage. Damn, dude. We go back up to the top.
Contents under pressure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Engram.
Oh. I will hop down off of the the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll turn off the wagon and I'm going to try to skewer the one that's rolling around on the ground.
He's not rolling anymore. He put the fire out, but he's still on the ground.
Exactly.
Oh, he's prone.
Uh-huh. 22.
Yeah. Oh. He's dead.
11 points of damage.
Yeah, he's dead. The other one stops laughing at that.
Salute him with the sword and on guard!
18, aren't you?
Stupid little... I wish they were close enough I could hit all 3 of them in one swing.
Do you have whirlwind strike?
Of course not.
We're at that high level yet.
I got a crit threat. And then I got a 8 at 20. So that would be...
Yeah, that's
crit,
a crit.
Right? Woot! The one who just snickered at me behind his shield is going down.
Oh, the one that you hit the shield on?
Yes. He's going down.
Tries to raise his shield again as you cleave through the shield and into him.
Okay. 13.
He's like, through the shield, through the body. Body comes in two parts. The other ones go, ah!
Yeah, I want the other two to have a fear check.
Make an intimidation check.
Really?
Yeah. You just cleave their friend in half.
Intimidate.
Well, basically two thirds and a third. But, yeah, you just cleave their friend in two pieces.
16.
They're like, oh! They start backing up, and the goatmen go, arr! And they stop. And start cowering.
They're trapped between two
evils. Little goblin that pushing out as they start to pout because they realize they're all going to die. And now it's on to Anya.
But goblins are inherently evil, aren't they? Or just...
They're cowards. They're inherently evil, but they're cowards. They don't want to die any more than anybody else does.
Right. But if I let them go, they would just go and do something else evil. So.
Yes, they would. So there's no reason letting them live.
Right. So I have to kill them. For their own good. And the good of the...
I'm going after...
Why don't you use the green die?
I'm going after the same ogre, I guess.
Orc. They're not ogres, because there'd only be one of them.
I got 19.
Another crit threat.
Roll again. This poor orc's like...
8, and then I add...
4. Because you're using the elven one, so 12. Does that qualify her to have a crit? No? Okay.
So what do I do?
Just 1
roll,
d8.
Just standard die roll. D8. Add your strength. Strength modifier.
8.
Plus...
No, that was...
Oh, I thought that was an 8. 6 looks like an 8.
You hit him. He's like... Ugh! He's dead.
Woohoo!
His buddy's like...
I'm down.
Oh! The guy is just like...
I got one!
I'm standing on another one.
Okay, starting with the
government. Are we keeping score?
Well, we've all got one now.
They start shouting, and they actually start shouting in common, "Use your weapons! Don't be idiots!" And they start to move forward.
We are using our
weapons. I'm using my weapon.
They're talking. They're obviously not talking to you guys. Orc, whose buddy you just killed, looks mighty pissed off.
Understandable.
And that's a threat. And I don't think it's going to be a crit. Because I don't think an 11 beats your armor class.
No. Still will hit you, though.
Yeah. And he does 9 points of damage to you.
Okay.
That's for Herman.
No, his name's not Herman. His name is...
Gesundheit.
Yeah. That's about right for an ogre or for an orc name.
But I'm so sorry I did the phlegm something or other in, but, you know, he was lying down on his job.
Feel better.
The other remaining orc attempts to attack you.
Me?
Yep, and that's going to be a crit. Just roll the next one. Seven's 12. 24 points of damage.
Ouch.
I'm dead.
No, you're not dead. You're just down. You're just down. They're using axes, which you have to roll a natural 20 to crit, but it's a times 3 weapon.
Mm-hmm. So are you at 0?
Yeah, she's at 0. Yeah, I didn't take her to negative.
So 0 means she's stable, right? Or does she go down?
She's at 0. She's just down.
Okay.
She can act. She can do partial actions. If she does anything to exert herself, like she attacks, she will take it to a negative 1, and then she'll start bleeding.
You can down a potion. That was the thing.
Yeah.
So I have. Wait. Can I do it?
No. You have to wait till your turn.
Wait your turn.
That's your action.
And he this orc just goes, wham! Just hits her and just lays her out. Blood everywhere, and he's just like. And turns to look at the next
and
person.
Over my foot.
Oi! Coward! Striking a defenseless lady.
The goblin's like, and goes to stab you, the one that was on her.
The one that just knocked me down?
No, that was the orc that knocked you down.
That's what I was looking.
But the goblin that was on her moves towards to attack you because you killed Joe. A hit. Miss. And miss. So, one more little stab of the spear for a whole whopping 2 points of damage.
I'm walking over you this next turn.
Oi! Alright, back up to the top on 22.
Oh, well, I rolled the same thing I rolled last time, so I'll hit him. 20 unnatural.
Yep. Roll damage.
Twelve points of damage to this one.
He dies.
With a flourish, and then I point the sword at the one that just knocked her down and go, "Have at thee, coward!"
Anya?
How many do I have in front of me?
Three. Do you have cleave?
No.
That's too bad.
I have weapon focus.
Yeah, no.
And all those things.
Cleave is wonderful against goblins.
You need a power attack first.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's not a warrior. She's a paladin, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she didn't have those, the extra feats.
That's true.
Alright, well, three is a little bit much to go through. 18.
That'll hit.
The one, well, whoever's right in front of me. 4.
He's still up! He's like, ow! Rachel?
Yes.
Your turn.
Okay.
Perfect timing, by the way.
I'm going after.
No, you're drinking a potion.
I'm drinking
because you're zero.
Because you can't attack.
Yeah, D8 plus one.
Okay.
Well, what potions do you have?
She has Cure Lights.
Cure Lights, no Cure Moderates?
No. Okay. So I D8 plus one?
D8 plus one. That's a D6.
Thank you.
Eight shaped like a diamond.
Four.
She gets four.
You go for 4 points. And stabilize.
Thank you.
You're at 4 hit.
Yeah. Like.
God damn it. Quit auto formatting the cell, you bastards. She's at 4 out of 24, and it's like, it's the date. I'm like, no.
This must be April 24th.
That must be what he wants. No. If I wanted auto formatting, I'd turn it on. Right. That was 8. On a 4, the goatman pull into the fray, and one attempts to attack you, Angrim, and one of them attempts to attack you, Anna.
Oh, good.
Through Anya. The goblins, or?
They move up. He moves up beside you. They're now flanking you now. So.
Can't they just go through the goblins?
No. The one on you attempts to attack you, Ethan. Somehow I don't think a 12 is going to cut it.
No.
One on you. Rolled even worse.
So they put away their rubber axes.
These guys are using long swords.
So they put away their rubber swords and take out their real ones this time.
Yeah. I don't think a 12 is going to hit you, considering you have an AC of 19. Full plate mail wearing winch over here.
I never said I was a winch.
She's wearing elven chainmail.
Oh, that's right. Right, so the orc.
I think pretty much I know I am too.
The orc looks at you like, and charges at you with his axe. Actually, charges you.
Okay.
What's your AC?
18.
He misses.
Okay.
Does he run right past him?
No.
It's okay.
Trips on his dead friend.
Turns out he only had one eye, so he had no
perception.
No, I rolled an 11.
Like, I'm over here. Oh, sorry.
I rolled an 11. It's just with the +2 for charging and the +3 for hitting. It's only a 16. Bastards. Right, the goblins. The goblin that you stabbed attempts to stab you back. No. Other goblin attempts to attack you. No. Third goblin attempts to attack you. No. What a surprise.
They're goblins.
They're goblins. All right, 22. Angrim.
The lovely orc that came at me. Mm-hmm. I will be stabbing him thusly in the throat with a 24.
Yeah, that hits.
Doing 13 points damage.
That blood starts spraying. You know, basically take the scene from RoboCop where he stabs the guy in the neck with the data thing. Yeah.
Then I turn to the goat man.
He looks very pissed off.
Well, I'm still dealing with goblins in front of me. Is a 15 a hit?
Yes.
Thank God. Nine.
Yeah, he's dead. Which one did you hit?
The same one that I hit last
time. Oh, yeah, he's dead. He's like, ah!
Now I roar at the other two, hoping they'll run away since the goat men aren't behind him anymore.
The goat man's right next to them. I don't think they're running.
Like, he's going to turn away from me to kill them. Okay, well, he might, but...
They're not stupid.
They might have a better chance.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Rachel?
Are you attacking?
I'm attacking...
The one that attacked you is dead because I think you just
yeah, I just stabbed the one that attacked
you. So what's left on me?
There's nothing left on you. Everything's facing away from you.
Oh.
Oh, can she get behind?
I'll go after one of her goblins.
Goblin or the cobra man?
I'd go for the goat man.
Okay, goat man.
Okay.
Flank him.
Well, yeah, she's probably going to, considering if she gets behind him and she stabs him since he's not paying attention, you get sneak attack because they're flat footed.
Okay, so D20?
Yep.
Plus anything?
Plus your long sword stuff.
4. 21.
That'll hit.
Okay, then a D8.
D8 plus a D6 plus your strength modifier. Because it adds an extra D6 for the damage.
Your sneak attack.
And plus 2. Yep. Whoa. 6.
Yeah.
8, 9.
That's 12. That's a 6.
Oh,
plus
that's
6.
A 6. Yeah. Oh.
6 and 6 is 12 plus your 2 is 14.
14.
Wow.
Way to go.
He's like, ha ha ha. Oh!
Bugger! He's still up, though.
Redeeming myself from my fall.
Nobody felt that.
Well, yeah, he felt that. He's kind of shocked. He turns around and attempts to slash at you.
Wonderful.
Does a 13 hit you?
My AC is 16.
Yeah. Goatman on you attempts to attack you. Does a 14 hit you?
No. AC is mighty 18
here. Goblins attempt to stab Becca again. No. No. They both rolled 9s.
Well, there's
right back up to the top.
Going to stab tabulate.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, for future reference, when you fight this guy again, when you swing at him again, you get another +2 because you guys are flanking him.
Okay. What's flanking?
Means there's someone on each side of him.
Oh, okay.
Does a 25 hit the goat man?
Yes. 25 hits the goat man.
He takes 10 points of damage. 10 points of stabbing damage.
He's very unhappy with you, but he's still standing.
That's fine.
Right. 18. Anya?
The goat man within reach. I'm gonna go after him.
Ooh.
He hits harder than the goblins do.
Yeah, and one hit, and she's probably gonna.
She'll feel it.
Yeah. Congrats. 12.
No, you miss.
Maybe he heard me and turned around.
Anya, or Lana? No, he's still facing her. She's a bigger threat than you are right now.
12.
No.
What are you fighting with?
Elven longsword.
Okay, what did you roll?
I rolled a 6.
Oh. That would have been a 14.
Still would have missed.
Okay. Which you've got the flanking.
Why did
bonus,
I take
though?
The plus? Why did I take
from the opposite
plus
side of the goat
three,
man.
So the
yes.
Plus 8. So it would have been,
so been a
6. 13.
Well, you rolled a 6 plus 8 is 14.
Okay, 14
plus
2.
Plus 2 would be 16.
Still not enough.
Okay. Just so we know.
Yeah.
What am I problem? I can't read reference. The stupid sheet today.
Goatman attempts to attack you, Lana. can't hit the broadside of a freaking barn. I rolled a 3. A 3.
Wow.
I got a 4.
I got a four.
So he's waving his sword near me. Yeah. I will get you!
Yeah, he's a little woozy from blood loss. 2 goblins on you attempt to stab you again, Becca. Miss. Miss. And the goat man on you does a power attack. So he pulls 4 from his attack bonus in an attempt to add 4 to his damage. And I critically fail!
Ooh.
Yeah,
Where's the...
Oh yeah, you get an attack of opportunity as he, like, swings back and gets his axe stuck in a tree limb. Or his sword stuck in a tree limb behind him. He's like,
That sort of caught me off balance. I only get a 13.
You miss. You're like, whoa, oh.
Like, hey, no, he's not there anymore. He's over there.
He's turned around and, like, trying to jerk it out of the tree branch. Ain't working. All right, back to the top. 22.
I don't think I'll attack him. Yeah. I'll just sort of... Dance around, play with my sword a bit, and then let someone else go.
Not out in the open.
Well.
No, Bender, don't! Lord. You'll make God cry!
So, yeah.
18, Anya.
Goblins. Definitely. Me. Actually, I'm going to go after the goat man again. He's still within range, I take it. That's there better, 20.
That'll hit.
5.
Oh, he's dead.
Woohoo!
You only had 1 hit point left after she got done with him. Goblins freak out at that. Let's see. You just killed boss. Oh, yeah. They flee off. They run away. They're like, ah, God! So all that's left is 1 goat man.
Attached to a tree branch.
Not for long.
Wait, what about her goblins?
They fled. Ran. Because she killed the goat guy.
Okay.
She killed Mr. Goat Guy. She killed Bubbles.
His name was Bubbles.
His name was Bubbles.
The guy in Lilo's Stitch, his name was Mr. Bubbles.
That's true. Cobra Bubble.
Your knuckle says Cobra.
Cobra.
I love you that killed movie. Anybody.
We're getting off the subject.
I love that movie.
Right.
Anyway.
So, 8, Lana.
I'm going to go after that goat man.
All right.
Do I have to run over there or anything?
Yeah, you're going to have to move to attack him.
Okay, do I have to attack him?
Can't she move and attack him?
Yeah, yes. You guys are in very close quarters.
Okay.
You're moving less than 15 feet to get to him, so.
17 plus 3 is 20.
21.
20, oh yeah.
She
mm-hmm.
has an
so
elven
sword. I'd say that's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
But you just get your D8 this time, I think.
Just a D8 plus 2.
Yeah, he's not. You didn't get. You can't get behind him.
4.
Just think of the goat sound that the guy makes in that movie you and Becca like. The one where the guy goes from the real world to with the girl who's a falling star.
Stardust.
Remember
Billy?
Oh, yeah.
Think of that sound. Back up to the top. 22, Angrim.
Oh, he's still alive?
Yes. 4 points of damage wouldn't kill him.
Oh, I thought he had damage on him already.
Yeah, he did, but he's not dead.
24 to stab tabulate.
Yeah, stab tabulate.
Doing 8 points of damage.
He's still alive.
Finish him off.
Alright, Anya! That'll hit.
Damn right it will. 6. 6 points down.
He's still up.
Good God. Stabbing the Lana. Eye.
We're slowly stabbing him to death.
16.
Is that with your bonuses?
Yes.
With my...
Miss.
Oh. Is she getting a flanking bonus?
No. The only 2 people that have flanking are you and Anya.
Okay.
Okay, he finally gets his sword out and swings at you, and he gets a 22 to hit, so I think he hits you.
Mm-hmm. Cleaning it.
He's cleaning what? The fur?
The toy.
You take 11 points of damage.
Ouch.
Ow.
Ow. See, 11 points, he's down to 14 out of 37.
Don't attack me.
Oh, he already attacked
me. Right, back up to the top.
Ethan will finish him off.
I get a 24 to hit him again, so.
Oh, yeah.
Doing 14 points of damage.
He's dead.
Woohoo!
His brains are splattered. Search.
I'll go back and check on the merchant.
He's drinking himself a potion. Okay. I'll be okay.
I got an 18 to search their bodies for anything useful.
You find some money pouches. Their armor and their gear is just absolutely pathetic.
I get a 19 on a heel check on him to get the arrow out.
Oh yeah.
Brace yourself, this might hurt. Drink up.
Yes, drink up. This was just a random band of ruffians then? These are not anyone being sent out.
Just a raiding party.
Okay.
The only two that have anything that look like it's worth anything is the Cabros have chain shirts, which are nice-looking chain shirts, and they have nice-looking longswords. Not as nice as the stuff you guys are wearing, but...
Could maybe use those if he...
Yeah, he can turn around and sell them. So that guy clean them up and clean the stank off of them. What combined total between all the corpses that you guys search, you find about 30 gold and 25 silver.
I'll hold on to that.
Okay. I'm going to drink another potion.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Well,
D8 plus D8 1.
Plus 1. 3.
Here, let me see it.
I will hand you... I give her a moderate wounds potion, because I have a copy. Do 2D8 plus 3.
Hang on. Okay. Don't use this die. I rolled 6 times, and all 6 times it was a 2.
That's what I rolled.
I give you 1, and you get 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15 hit points.
15?
15 from your moderate wounds potion.
So you're at 23 out of 24 with that.
22.
So, Ingram, do you drink a healing potion?
Yes.
How much?
I heal back up to 35 out of 37, so.
And Anya?
Some more potions.
I'll just wait.
Okay. Because you're only down 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not take the brunt of the attack.
And then we will collect ourselves and make sure the merchant is okay at this point.
Yeah, he's fine. What's your AC, Ingram?
18.
Alana's is a 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Anya's is a 19. Okay, what's your to hit bonus, Ingram?
My base attack is plus 3.
Plus 3? Alana's is going to be a plus 2, I think.
For my sword?
No, your base attack.
1.
She's a level 2 rogue. Doesn't she? Shouldn't she have like a plus 2 by now? And Anya's is a plus 3.
You're a bard rogue, right?
Yes.
No. She just will have a plus 1. First level bard's a plus 0. First level rogue's plus 0. Second level rogue's plus 1. So it's total plus 1.
Why does it remove my formatting? Okay. So, let's see here. What else do I need?
Are we going to call it pause?
No, I was just trying to fill out some information. I'm going to save this worksheet so that I have your guys' stats and your base attack bonus stuff all saved.
Rachel's got to leave soon. So.
I understand.
Well, isn't Andre going to be here in 20-ish minutes?
probably. Or he might. Oh, he's going to be leaving then. I don't know. He's leaving at 8 or going to be here at 8.
I just
he should be here by 8.
I want to go get a salad. I can't believe I haven't passed out.
I need to forage for food soon.
You're tired?
Yeah, when we were playing Guitar Hero, I was closing my eyes and I wasn't failing because it was just a repetitive beat, but I would open my eyes and go, oh crap.
Okay. You guys make it to the wizard tower. Takes you a couple minutes longer. The guy haggles with the wizard for a little while and proceeds to get the wardings, the Obscura stone for you guys. Says, I talked him down to 1,000, so.
1,000?
Well, I explained succinctly that we were assaulted
on
our way here. And that it's clear that his warding spells are not working, and I demand a refund of some sort, and so he decided to take it off the stone. The Obscura, so.
So who's
purchasing it? I'll pay for it. I'll purchase the stone.
Sure?
Yep. One of you will need to carry it with you. Keep it with you at all times.
I am the strongest. I will keep it with me. Engram is strong like Bulk.
Maybe you should be holding some of my gold.
She says,
"Maybe you should hold some of this gold."
Oh, God. He's like, "Sure."
Like, hey.
It's like, I like where it's at.
Just kidding. Here, hold my bedroll.
It's always the case.
Carry the bedroll, but don't share it. She is an adventurer, probably more along the lines of.
Oh!
Sweaty.
Woo!
Sweaty road funk. Yeah.
Next time we run into some orcs, we just throw this at them. They'll run off.
And with that, we're going to call it for the evening because people are on a time schedule. So, schedule.
Schedule.
But for the game, you guys did kill some stuff, so I'll give you 1,800 experience points. Those copper men were pretty hard, and so was Logar, the assassin barbarian.
Yeah, thanks for taking care of that for us.
I am Logar, the barbarian. I kill you.
How much we get for nat 20s?
1,800. Oh, for nat 20s? 100 for natural 20s, 50 for natural 1s.
If you gave us 1,800?
Yep.
And you did roll a natural 1 as well. So.
You get 50 for natural 1s, 100 for natural 20s.
Oh, sorry.
Doobie-doobie-doo.
What is that from?
It's a song. Strangers in the night, exchange
of
glances.
But it is in a movie. What movie is it in?
I don't know.
Laundry in the night.
And what the chances.
That's the laundry in the night.
Laundry in the night.
They be in love before the night is through.
I forgot about my 100.
Strangers in the night. I actually have a song.
Only 400 XP to go,
it is in a movie where the guy goes doobie doobie.
Yeah.
It was a penguin in the Budweiser commercials.
Yeah,
it was a call.
Penguin in the beer commercials were pretty damn funny.
They call up and they go doobie doobie doo. And they're like, oh God!
He's listening to the radio and it's like, and then he looks and the radio's unplugged. And then the radio doors open up and there's a penguin. Doobie doobie doo.
Just look up penguin beer commercial on YouTube.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it was funny.
That's it for now.
So are we all going to the store, or are you going to stay here and wait for...
Gamers Attic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them! We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at GamersAddict.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com, and this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.